President Obama gave his State of the Union address last night, and the response from Alaska's U.S. senators was swift and negative, particularly to Obama's pledge to act without Congress where he can. Senator Lisa Murkowski issued a video rebuttal.
Going it alone is not a solution, and it's counterproductive in government. Consensus building is hard, but it's 100% doable.
Senator Mark Begich, the only Alaska Democrat in Congress, took swipes at the president, too. He says Obama should have focused on oil and gas development, and he promises he won't sit idle if the president attempts what Begich calls an executive power grab. Here's how he put it to Jake Tapper on CNN.
So I'll be anxious to see what these executive orders are, but if they go too far, you'll clearly hear pushback from me. There's no question about it.
Two of the Republicans hoping to unseat Begich issued press releases trying to show Begich and the president are acting as one. Dan Sullivan's statement a day ahead of the speech slammed what he calls the failed Obama-Begich agenda. Mead Treadwell's press release blames Obama and Begich for being at the helm while output in the Alaska pipeline declines. A third Republican challenger, Joe Miller, didn't mention Begich in his post-speech statement, but called Obama's agenda willfully divisive.